Welcome to Tailored Topics, where life's complexities are tailored into conversations that empower you. Welcome to the very first episode of Tailored Topics. I am so excited to be finally doing this. I have wanted a podcast since I think 2019, and the fact that I am now pulling the trigger on it is insane. I am so excited. But first, let's talk about how I got to this point, because I have managed some of my biggest life changes to date within the last 6 months. The first big one is I live in London now. I moved from New York City after living there for 8 years and moved to London in mid-January. I am now pursuing a master's here, a one-year master's program in business and entrepreneurship, and I have flipped careers from being in the banking industry to now freelancing and writing full-time. Which I know you're probably thinking, why did you do that? And that is the biggest key takeaway I want you to learn from this episode is why. And the thing is why I did all those things to move here is because I lost my why. To further explain this, let's take the timeline back all the way to March 2023. I had just gotten back from a vacation with my girlfriends. We were in Miami. I had returned to work. 48 hours after returning to work, the banking industry turned volatile pretty fast, specifically the regional banks, including the one that I worked in. And if you do a quick little Google, you'll know that my bank failed, among some other ones. But that wasn't really the issue. The issue was, is I lost why I was working there, why I was in New York City, why I was doing the things that I was doing. And when you lose your why, you burn out, and you burn out fast. And the reason why you burn out so quickly is because you're not doing any of those things for you anymore. And I was looking at all of my coworkers and friends and everything else, and they all had these strategies. They all were working to move to other jobs, and they were planning, and I mean, they were playing chess. They were straight up playing chess in front of me, and all I wanted to do was play checkers. And if I wanted to play checkers in a place where everyone was playing chess, that doesn't bode so well for me, especially when I know that I'm willing to play chess for other things. And I think that's what hit me, is the fact that I wanted to put more effort into other things. I didn't want to put it in what was in front of me. I wanted to put it in other things, but I didn't know the why or the what yet, so I was struggling. What's interesting too is the bank failure and the volatility or whatever that was in my office space, that was a wake-up call for me to realize that that's not what I wanted. Which, and if it didn't happen, I don't know as if I would have gotten to the place that I'm at as quickly. I'm sure I would have gotten there eventually, but definitely not as quickly. And I think that's a blessing in disguise, because when you're delayed in what you want, it hinders you. It really does, because you're not living your full potential. You're not living the lessons that you're meant to learn. So I'm happy that it happened the way that it did, even though in the moment it sucked. It really did. And that's not to say that losing your why has to be some big dramatic thing. It really doesn't have to be. For me, in this case, it kind of was. But losing your why, you're inevitably going to lose your whys in your life, because as you grow and you evolve, your whys are inevitably going to change. And mine had, but I felt like it was kind of all of my whys were evolving at once, and I didn't know what to do with it. My living situation, my career, relationships were all kind of changing at once, and I just wasn't sure what to do with that. And so I kind of felt like I was having a quarter-life crisis. I was having a quarter-life crisis, and it wasn't fun. And for the first couple of months of that process, I was steamrolling through. I didn't want to look at the fact that I lost my whys, because I thought that I should be continuing on that path. I felt the need to be continuing on that path, but I didn't know why. I just felt like I should be doing it. And the reason why I felt like I should be doing it is because I had just gotten promoted in January. I'm thinking, this is great. This is what I've always wanted, you know, to move forward in my career. So I should be continuing on that path. But that's the thing. That's the key word here. Should. That's not your why. That's someone else's why. Or that's a previous why that no longer, you know, benefits you. And a couple of other examples could be, oh, wow, I just got this job. I don't like it. But I think I should be in it, because if I don't stay in it for like 2 years, you know, no one's going to hire me. Whose why is that? That's not yours. You're miserable. That's another person's why kind of being embedded onto you. It's kind of like that societal norm thing where you're listening to what you should be doing versus why you want to actually be doing something else. And that's going to hurt you in the long run. It really is. Another thing could be thinking that you need to be married by a certain age. Who told you that? Why do you think you need to be married at a certain age? Do you want to be married at a certain age? I think what we end up doing is we look at the first thing and we don't ask ourselves why, or if we ask ourselves why, we think the should and the need is a why. And it has to go deeper than that. It really does. In order for you to be happy, it has to go deeper than that. When you take a business course or if you take a marketing course, one of the first things that a teacher is going to tell you is that you need to know your why. Otherwise, the business isn't going to sell. And I think a lot of the times in business, it's a little bit easier to determine a why. But when we take it and we put it into our personal lives, it's kind of ignored, especially as we get older. When you're a kid or when you see like little kids like age 3 or 4, they're constantly asking their parents why. Why? And so I think that's what we kind of need to do for ourselves now is let's ask ourselves why. And then when we get an answer, keep asking ourselves why until we get to the root of everything. And I can assure you, some of these whys are going to surprise you because they're subconscious and they're not in your forefront. And it could take a pivotal turn into what you're actually going to be doing in your future, because if these whys are actually not yours or if they're not helpful to you, you need to pivot. Because if you don't, you're going to end up delaying what you actually want. And when I finally realized that my whys were different and I needed to do something about it, or I was going to stay in this burnout period, and believe me, no one wants me to stay in a burnout period. I get so irritable. I had to really take a look at what wasn't serving me and why wasn't it serving me so I could figure out how to flip it. So, for example, New York really wasn't bringing me peace anymore. I just felt uncomfortable. And I knew I wanted to stay in a city, and I knew I wanted to be in a part of Europe because there wasn't really a part of the U.S. that I was attracted to at that point, because I didn't feel like other parts of the U.S. were really going to bring me peace. And so my why became peace. Okay, where was I going to find peace? And I had visited London in 2022. And at first, I didn't think that London brought me peace. But then I kind of thought about it, and I'm thinking, no, you know what? I think I misjudged it. I got to go back. I got to figure this out. For some reason, I feel drawn to it. And so I did a solo trip for a weekend and I felt so peaceful there. And I was like, okay, I have to go back. Like, this is the peace that I'm craving. I get all of the aspects of New York City in another city, but I find peace. And so that was a driving factor there. In terms of career, my why is I figured out that what wasn't serving me was the fact that I just felt like this like computer robot, this customer service computer robot. That's how my job ended up feeling. And I didn't want that. I missed creativity. So my why was, okay, I want to be more creative. How do I get that? And I had studied marketing. I went to the college at the Fashion Institute originally. And my original why into going into banking was because I wanted stability because I had been laid off. So I got stability. So my why evolved, right? So I wanted stability and creativity. So I went back and I'm thinking, okay, I love to write. I never stopped that. That's where I really feel, again, that peace thing. I felt at peace. And so I pivoted. And now I'm a full-time freelance writer. And I get all these different types of projects that keep my day interesting. And I love it. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I can do that in London too. And then my why for another feeling I was having was I just felt like I was missing some learning opportunities. And I felt like I was missing out on some, you know, lessons back in a classroom. So I'm thinking, okay, well then let's get a master's program. Can we do that? And I wanted to study in London and I found one. And my why for getting a master's is because I also want my own business. I want to create this creativity and take it and make my own business out of it. So I found my whys. It took a little bit, but they had evolved. That wasn't what they were a couple years ago. So by taking these and moving forward, I'm able to achieve what I want. If I would have stayed at that bank, if I would have stayed in New York City, I just kind of would have been a walking zombie, and no one wants that, right? So I needed to change something, and that's what I did, and that's how I got here. So looking at why I'm doing a podcast is I feel like I've, you know, I'm 26 now. I know that's young, but I feel like I've lived so many different kinds of lives that I want to take what I've lived, and I really want to teach and help and empower other people, because some of the aspects of my life and other people's lives and conversations that I've had with people, they're not easy. And if I had, you know, myself kind of going back into the past and helping me out, that would have been a godsend. But I don't have that. So if I can take that and help other people, that's what I'm going to do. And I think that's the next step here is, why am I doing a podcast? I want to help people. Because back in 2019, when I wanted a podcast, I didn't know why. And that's probably why I didn't do it. I had no why or rationale to it. I just maybe thought it would be fun. And that really wasn't a why for me. And so now that we're here, this is what I want to do. This is why I want to do it. And, you know, if you know me in person, you know I'm definitely a little bit more introverted. And so another why for this podcast is the fact that I'm going to take this and become more confident in my public speaking abilities and be able to bring that introvertedness into more of an extroverted character, if you will. So that is another why. And I'm very excited for this next chapter. And I have a lot of fun episodes planned and a lot of fun lessons and some difficult lessons that I've lived that I definitely want to help and empower you through. So that is what Tailored Topics is. And that is how we're going to begin. Thank you, everyone, for listening to my very first episode of Tailored Topics. I will be back next week with a brand new topic, and I'm super excited to start this next journey with you.